The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show with you on a Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, let me turn Chidi's mic on. Sorry.
And I'm Chidi.
Chidi's here.
We don't even have Jess because Jess is on the side of the road with a flat tire right now. And then Chidi's in. You don't even turn Chidi's mic on.
I know. I'm so sorry about that. No. But happy Friday. Before we get to Chidi's tweets, we have our first talk back of the day.
Raiders suck. Good morning, JV crew. What's up, Selena, Justin, Grammy? Well, mathematically, I'm out. I'm going to have to take the shoey with the bet I have with Grammy. Selena, as a diehard Raiders fan, I feel bad for you after they gave you the loser Raiders team. So I'm willing to chug two of the four chugs you have to chug. Let me know. Happy Friday, y'all. Much love.
Yes, happy Friday to me.
I don't know if that's within the rules of the bet.
Why, if he comes down and he wants to chug?
The bet between he and I, that's a separate thing. And
yes,
you were representing the Raiders in the JV Show season-long win totals bet. These are two different things.
They are two different things.
And your punishment for missing the mark on your projected win total for the Raiders is you got to chug as many games as you're
offered. Right, but where in the rule book does it say if somebody wants to step in and do those chugs for you that you can't allow that?
Page 32, Article 4. No, you're making that up, Graham. 28, Section 2. Like, are you kidding me? It's right there in the bylaws of this bet. I wrote it out. It's in your email. I have it laminated, too. There's a copy hanging on the company refrigerator over here.
I think we should allow it.
Anyways, that's our buddy Ruben Cito. He and I have a bet, and it was Niners season win total versus Raiders season win total. I think he just enjoys chugging gross stuff, and we were going to have to do a shoey. It was just a straight up bet. Raiders have two wins on the season. I think the Niners have 9 right now. So mathematically, I think he was eliminated from beating me in that one maybe a week or two ago. But anyways, so he'll have to come in here and take a shoey. I'm going to have to throw that out to the JV Show listeners, whether or not he's able to step in and take chugs for you. I think these are going to happen on separate days. So sorry.
It is going to be separate days, but if he wants to come by twice and do some chugging, hey,
in Sacramento.
Who are we to stop him? Hey, he wants to come hang with us and chug. Let the man. As for the shoey, should we set that up for after the new year then? Everyone enjoy the holidays, spend time with family, and then come back and chug out of a nasty shoey?
Yeah, I mean, we got to wait till the season to end, even though mathematically
right.
He has already been
okay.
Eliminated.
Right. Yeah. All right, Chidi.
Yeah.
You're with us Fridays.
Yeah.
You tweet a lot. No offense. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
My Instagram keeps feeding me Michael B. Jordan content.
I'm not mad at it, but
I was
going
to say, I should have read that in a happy voice.
But every time it's like I liked one picture. Now it's like every time I open the app, it's Michael B. Jordan, Michael B. Jordan, Michael B. Jordan. I mean, I like it, so I'm not complaining, but I'm like, wow, my Instagram knows me so well.
The Instagram algorithm knows all. Yeah,
is that why you get the pictures of the hot girls golfing, Graham? Because you like them all?
No, I don't throw a like on any of them.
Then how does it know?
I put
I'm
happily married, Selena. But maybe you hover over a picture for I don't know a split second as I'm scrolling on to find some more wholesome content
right.
on there, and it just keeps feeding me that. So
you're
then
not
it's
hovering
like,
over it because you're looking. You clearly stop to do something else,
yeah.
like you're working.
Yeah, like I take my eyes off
talking to your
it,
kids or something.
Or like it could be anything. I'm out playing catch with my son, you know, and one hand I'm scrolling.
Thinking about how much you love your wife.
Obviously.
Yeah, you're like looking up, thinking
writing
about
down
her.
The reason of all the, writing down a list right. of all the reasons I love her. And then, I don't know, you linger there for too long and next thing the algorithm's like, this guy's obsessed with this kind of content. And it's all it's going to feed you. So buckle up, Chidi. You're going to get that for the next
I'm not mad at it.
10 years or something. Yeah. Not me getting employee of the month.
What?
Wow, Chidi.
Yeah, you guys.
That clearly wasn't here, so where
no,
was it?
No, it was not here, yeah. It was at Dutch Bros. I don't even think we do that here, do we?
I definitely wouldn't be able to win that prestigious award. Okay, so what, you get a framed picture of you, a plaque on the wall? What does Employee of the Month get you at Dutch
Bros?
No,
they gave me a gift card to Target, which was nice.
And okay.
They just have this Employee of the Month thing on the back of the, where all our, put our belongings at. So it's
not so customers can see
Yeah,
it.
Not so customers.
Oh, I think it should be out front so all the customers can...
Yeah.
Can see it and congratulate you.
And then when they taste their latte and they're like, this is not good. You made this? It says you're the employee of the month.
You're the best drink maker there is.
That's why I like it private. I don't want people knowing.
Do you think this is going to create some jealousy amongst your coworkers who are like, who've been passed over month after month? And you're like, they're like, she just got here a couple months ago, and all of a sudden she's already employee of the month. I've been working here for 22 years.
Dang. No, I think they're fine. They're really nice.
So people are happy for you.
Yeah. They are real, like,
at least to your face.
Little, yeah.
How much was the gift card for?
Oh, I didn't know yet. I haven't scratched it off or checked the amount yet. They didn't write it.
Yeah, it's $10.
But it's free money,
it's
so.
$5.
Yeah, it's $10.
I'll still take it.
$5 to $10. Watched a Dune 1. Low key was too out of it to even know what was going on. Looks like a good movie, though.
Like you were drinking?
You guys, I was gardening.
Gardening?
You were what?
That's what it's called. Like, you know, you take a little gummy.
Oh, I thought you were actually on a TV out in your yard watching Dune 1, and I was about to call for help. I was like, she's hit rock bottom, you guys. She's gardening with Dune 1 of all
Wait,
things.
Wait, why is it called gardening?
I don't know. TikTok uses that because it's like, I guess, you know, it grows outside, so you garden. I don't know. That's what their code name is for it.
For taking gummies?
Yeah.
Well, because it's made with something from the earth, you know.
Yeah.
You're gardening. It's plant-based.
But I've never heard that.
That was my first time doing it.
So if you smoke, if you're smoking it, are you gardening?
Yeah.
Oh, you still are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Weird. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So
we gotta get on TikTok. We are out of
we're not cool. And how was your gardening experience?
Worst experience of my life. My heart was beating so fast. I was trying to just like chill out, watch Dune. There was no thoughts going on in my brain.
And why did you pick Dune of all? Like, you usually if you're gardening, throw on something
funny,
Wedding Crashers or something.
That's true. I don't know. It's just like on one of my bucket list of movies to watch. And I never watched one or two. So I was like, let me just try
it. That's weird.
I watched one. I gave my movie review, I think, you know, way after, you know, like a year, 2 years after it came out. Because I saw it on a plane when we traveled, the last time my family traveled. And it's good. But yeah, I can't imagine gardening while doing it. And it's very dark.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking quietly. And you're like, what now? What did you just say? It's one of those, you know, where it's like, did you have the subtitles on?
No, I didn't. But I was in and out of sleep. So like I said, it looked like a good movie. Like the cinema's good, but I don't know what was going on in there.
What was your gardening dosage, if I may ask?
10.
Okay, yeah, you started too
high. I got to get you one of those.
You started too high.
One of those 100 milligram drinks that I had that one time. Oh my gosh,
get out of here. It's insanity. I'd be talking to a tree for a month.
Next in the JV Show, another DoorDash video has gone viral. We're talking about it after this.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Chidi.
Jess has a flat tire, probably somewhere on like the 101.
Do we need to put out a call for a listener with a tow truck to go get her? I'm trying to figure out what she's, because I talked to her and she's like, oh my God, I got a flat tire. And she was still on the highway at that point. And I was like, you should probably try to find somewhere to pull over and, you know, park your car in a safe area. And then I asked her, did you get to a safe area? She said, sort of. But now I can't find the stupid tire lock thing for the life of me. And I just responded, are you trying to change this tire yourself? And she hasn't responded. So I just picture her jacking up the car right now, laying under there and attempting to change the tire herself. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We need to check in on her. Well, let's get through this and then we'll try to get a hold of her. Because now I'm concerned.
Yeah.
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Bro, crazy news. Out of Hayward yesterday, a gas explosion in a neighborhood on the Welling Boulevard that left 6 people injured, 3 of them in serious condition. So early yesterday morning, firefighters arrived on the scene for reports of a natural gas leak. They were cleared by PG&E at 7:55 a.m., thought everything was good. A couple hours later, massive explosion happens that needed 75 people on the scene to put the fire out.
That was crazy. Wow. Huge explosion. That video, I watched that. That was a big explosion. Selena, you live in Hayward, and I do have to ask a question. Did Selena feel it?
Thankfully, no.
Good. Did you hear it?
No.
Or were you not there?
I was here.
You were here. I don't have the timeline of the explosion laid out in front of me. My apologies. All right, 49er fans, the wait is over. The team is done with their bye week, and they are back in action this Sunday at Levi's. The Niners are going to be hosting the lowly Tennessee Titans, who, like the Raiders and just as New York Giants as Salinas, have just 2 wins on the season. Meanwhile, the Niners can continue to solidify their playoff hopes with a win, as they would improve to 10-4, but it's the NFL. No win is guaranteed. They need to take care of business first. Niners-Titans kicks off on Sunday at 1:25. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Nice. Okay, so today we're starting off cold and a little foggy. Mornings are going to be in the low to mid 40s, but both Saturday and Sunday, they will warm up nicely into the upper 50s and low 60s. Saturday is looking clear and sunny, and Sunday is going to be also mostly sunny with a few clouds. No rain this weekend, so you're good on any plans.
And then moving to the horoscope.
And then horoscopes, hey Leo bestie.
Hey, that's Graham. Woo!
Your day is going to be a 9 out of 10. Yes. You may feel pulled between your own goals and helping others, but make sure you don't put yourself last. Keep an eye on spending, stay flexible with plans, and you'll end the day feeling accomplished.
I'll put myself first. Don't you worry about that.
He always does.
Yep.
Should we try to call Jess?
I think let's try to
get a hold of her.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, let's check in on 101 Northbound with our buddy Jess. Hey, Jess, where are you stuck?
So right now, I'm kind of in the intersection, not really in the intersection, I pulled over, but Indiana Street, somewhere in San Francisco, I was able
that's a pretty rough area.
Stop, no.
Oh.
I actually think
and you just gave out your location. Just gave out your location.
Oh, that, no.
That wasn't smart. Are you inside the vehicle with the doors locked now?
I'm actually outside the vehicle for everybody to see me, and a tow truck just pulled over. I don't know if they're the people I called.
Okay, so they're there to kidnap you, Jess.
Yeah, do you have a safe word or something you can scream out while we're on the phone? We'll know to call the authorities.
So Jess got a flat tire this morning. That's why she's not here in studio with us. Graham said that
guys, I'm gonna have to check back in with you guys. I think we're gonna get things fixed up right here.
The best of luck. The best of luck, is that what he said?
best of luck there on that flat tire. I'm not here to help you.
I'll check back in with you guys. I got to talk to this guy right here. He's going to help me out.
Okay.
All right. Jess reporting.
Best of luck.
Jess reporting live on the scene from the corner of Indiana Street and who knows where. If you'd like to drive by and honk at her this morning and wish her well, of course. Yeah, but she had a flat tire. And I asked her when she called me this morning before the show. And I asked her, I was like, okay, so you got like AAA or something? She's like, no, I don't. I'm like, what?
What? How are you out here adulting by yourself? You live by yourself. You're in like... It's just you is what I mean. You don't have family here to help you. That's like number one.
Did you need some sort of roadside assistance program? Something?
Yes.
Seems like something that I would do, but I don't know. So I don't know who she called, but that guy or person.
It's going to be very awkward if she gets a ride with that guy to get dropped off here at the station. Oh my God, those rides are so uncomfortable. I like never go with them. I'm like, no.
I'll walk. Yeah. It's about 10 miles. Yeah, I'm fine.
It's fine. I'll figure it out. Sure. Meet you there.
Yeah.
All right. Next on the JV show, it is time for Graham's predictions. Ooh. At the end of last year, we asked him a series of questions. Would this happen in 2025? What about this? We went over some of those results yesterday. Not too bad, Graham. I think you got maybe like half of them right.
Oh, I was better than half.
A little over half.
I think I was a lot better. So, there's a couple of them we don't know the actual answer to. I was pretty spot on.
Next on the JV show, let's get some predictions for 2026.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. You want to clear your throat there a little bit, Graham?
Yep. We're ready.
Gross.
Much better.
Jess got a flat tire this morning, so she's somewhere.
Happy Friday.
In the city. Who knows where she is right now?
Happy Friday. Is there no worse way? You're just rolling into Friday like, oh, I made it through this week unscathed. It's going to be a good day. And then boom, flat tire. Yeah.
So yesterday at this time, we went over some predictions that Graham made at the end of last year for 2025. Not too bad, not too bad. But I've come with some new questions, Graham. Let's get some predictions for this coming year, 2026.
All right. Do we need like some kind of like... Is that too suspenseful?
That's too aggressive,
okay,
that's
too aggressive.
It's way too aggressive.
All right, let's say yes. Scrap that music. What about like... Nope. That's too much like... That's like a little bit too much buildup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about this?
Perfect.
Okay.
Ooh.
Will Chidi get into a relationship in 2026?
Why the cackle, Chidi?
Because I didn't even know you guys predicted this.
Well, my psychic vibes are telling me no.
Oh, that's so sad.
Wait, like a serious, serious thing? Like, I think Chidi's going to date. But, like, I'm talking about, I mean, like someone that she's going to...
relationship where you guys DTR. Like, this is your man, you know, you're a girlfriend.
I'm sorry, Chidi. I don't see Chidi going Instagram official with anybody.
Okay. Okay, that's your prediction. We're locking it in.
Yep.
Will Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco have a baby in 2026? I think she mentioned not being able to have kids, so will they adopt? Just will there be a baby in the picture?
No, but it's going to get in motion. Do you know what I mean?
They're going to start the process.
Yes.
Okay, there will be chatter.
But, like, they're not going to be holding the baby in 2026.
Got it. Okay.
Maybe 2027.
Okay. Jess, again, who is out somewhere in the city with a flat tire. Will Jess and her man finally move in together in 2026? They're long distance right now.
Oh,
they're engaged.
Tough. No. They're not going
they're
to.
They're not
going to
move in.
Which is crazy to me. But
right.
They won't. I think it's going to be the beginning of 2027.
I agree with that prediction. Who will win the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni trial, which kicks off? They pushed it back. I think it kicks off in May now.
Can there only be one winner? Do you think there's going to be decisions that kind of break either way?
I think there will be decisions that break.
Hey, I'm the one giving the predictions here.
Go ahead.
I'm just kidding because I'm not really sure about all the details of how that.
It's like they both could come out on top in certain things, but for the most part, someone like their reports are going to say Blake Lively major win in court or Justin. Like, which way do you see it leaning?
Slightly more Justin.
Interesting.
Slightly.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. What else you got for
me? Will we find out in 2026 that David did in fact kill Celeste?
Yeah, I mean, they'll name him as the primary suspect, whether or not by the time that goes to trial, we may be into the year after. But yes, he will be the guy that they charge for it.
Okay. Will we have a massive earthquake in 2026?
No.
I like that one. Will Cardi B and Stefan Diggs...
Wait, but massive earthquake, you're talking about here, locally. There will be a large earthquake in the
I meant, yes,
on
here
the
in the Bay Area.
Yeah, not here in the Bay Area, no.
Will Cardi B and Stefan Diggs make it through 2026?
Oh, great question. Great question. Yes.
Oh, that's bold. Yeah, I was leaning no.
I think they can do
better. Question, will Cardi get pregnant again in 2026?
No. But that's bold too. That's bold because all indications are, yeah. But I'm going to go no.
Let's do one more because Bad Bunny is performing at the Super Bowl halftime show. Will he bring out either Cardi or Drake?
Neither.
Neither one?
Yeah, neither.
Okay. Predictions locked in.
Locked in. You don't want to ask like who's in the Super Bowl? Nothing like that?
Well, I don't know if we can ask. Okay, yeah, sure. Who do you think will be in the Super Bowl? What two teams are playing?
Dang it.
Since you have an inkling.
Well, I don't have an inkling, but I just was curious. I thought that was going to be one of the questions that might be coming my way in the prediction. I'm going to say, this is going to sting me as a Niner fan to the core, but I think it's going to be Bills-Rams.
Okay.
I sure hope not. It better be Bills-Niners.
Do you really think the Niners are going to make it?
They have a shot.
Yeah, this is a yes or no. Mm-hmm. Lock in your prediction. Just say no. You already said Bills-Rams.
No, I'm going Bills-Niners.
Bills-Niners. Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Predictions locked in. You guys just witnessed history, by the way. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Write that down. Bet on all those things if you can.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
Love that song. I'm Graham.
And I'm Chidi.
I love that song.
Oh,
me too.
Yeah. I didn't have my headphones on, but I know it's a Christmas song.
Wow.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Joe Jonas trying to parallel park is actually hilarious. I don't know why. I just expect men to be the better parallel parkers. But like in a parking competition, I would smoke Joe Jonas. So like a fan somewhere.
I'm not
in,
saying much.
So a fan somewhere in New York City spotted Joe trying to parallel park and recorded him and captioned the video. I love New York because I've been watching Joe Jonas parallel park for the last 7 minutes. And you see him turning the wheel this way and turning the wheel that way. The video is on our Instagram store if you want to go check that out. JV Morning Show. Millions of views later, Joe actually commented on the video. He said, "And I saw you watch and not help once."
Somebody,
I can't think of anything more embarrassing,
right?
That's one of the we talked about parallel parking recently on the show, but that is one of your lowest of the low moments if you are attempting and reattempting and cannot figure out how to get into a spot. It's one of the most pressure-packed, anxiety-producing moments,
right.
and embarrassing.
And imagine someone recording you and then 20 million people see.
I mean, again, I can only say I imagine to be embarrassing because I'm the world's greatest parallel parker.
Of course you are.
But I know, yeah, it must have been. Maybe early on when I was learning, I suffered that, but that was a long time ago.
Something else you have to check out on our Instagram story if you feel compelled to do so. Kim K is coming to Fortnite, people. Graham, does your son Ford play any Fortnite or is he just Robloxing?
He's just Robloxing and Minecrafting.
Okay, so Kim's Fortnite skins, plural, there's a lot of them. They all drop tomorrow. By the way, they're actually super cute. You can see them on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. All of these skins, they're actually a collab with her Skims brand. So the skins are Skims. There's more than 25 of them to choose from. So most of them are bodysuits, but there's one where she's wearing a crop top and a fur coat. They're really, really cute. Again, those will be available for players to choose from starting tomorrow. Look who just showed up.
Well, 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 look what the cat dragged in. Oh, I had a flat tire, a.k.a. I wanted to sleep in extra on this Friday.
I believe Jess really did have a flat tire, but you're here.
I'm here. The ordeal is over.
Did you change the tire yourself?
I did not.
Oh. Did you try to?
I did not. I thought about it. I thought about it. But if it didn't involve me having to, like, lift the car up...
You don't lift it up with your arms. You use a jack for
that. Well, if it didn't require me having to have a jack because I don't have one in my car. Like, if changing a tire required a ton of clothes or cowboy boots or cowboy hats or anything else that's randomly in my car, then I could do it. What I have in there is not sufficient to change a tire. You guys.
Did you have to dig through all that stuff to get to the spare with the person looking over your shoulder, like judging about all the stuff that's in your trunk?
Yes. Specifically because I couldn't find the lock for my tire. So I rummaged through my whole car before the tow truck got there. So by the time it got there, it looked like I was living out of my car because
everything
was everywhere. I found it last minute once he got there. Thank God it was in my the driver's side door in the little dip.
Perfect spot to keep it.
Oh my God. Well, I'll never forget that. Actually, I don't know where I put it now, but it's somewhere in
there.
Did
you ride here in the tow truck?
I didn't.
Okay.
So you got the spare. You got the little donut. You got the spare on?
Yes.
All right. Those are so cute. With your little Bestie Let Me Merge sticker and your like little wimpy tire. People are going to be like, you know what? I will let you merge that sad vehicle.
The tire right below. I took a picture. I'll show you guys. It's the tire right below the sticker that says Let Me Merge.
Oh my God.
That is so fitting.
Oh my God. Moral of the story, everybody listening, good morning. Learn how to change a tire for one. Clean your car because it's embarrassing if anybody ever needs to, in an emergency, find anything in there. And guess that's it.
I know how to change a tire, but it's dark out when you had that tire. It's freezing cold out. Mm-hmm. And if you have some sort of roadside assistance, dude, I'm making that call.
Yeah. Oh, that's the third one. You know what? Just a couple weeks ago, I had called my insurance to ask if I had roadside assistance, and they said no. And it just was one of those things where I was like, all right,
man,
well, whatever.
You're just out here that's just risky. Living on the edge.
I'm living life.
Living life. Just need no roadside assistance. Wow.
I'm literally still shaking because it was so cold out, you guys. But I made it somehow.
And now you can have a happy Friday along with the rest of us.
I guess so. Yeah. I'm like, what? You were over here drinking wine or something?
I brought some gifts in. Yeah, I brought some holiday gifts in.
Just because that's out of context. Yeah. Yes, Graham did gift us wine this morning.
I thought you guys had already talked about it.
No. Thank you, by the way, Graham and
thanks.
Kate. This
You're
is
welcome.
Your wife's. Your wife invented this wine?
Basically.
Let's give Bonterra a shout out.
Yeah.
So good. Oh, I did drink. You gifted us the bottle a few weeks back. I did drink it. I posted it on my story. People were wondering where they can buy it.
It should be hitting all major retailers, if not already, but some Target stores, Sprouts, other places. It'll be hitting all the Safeway NorCal stores in a couple months. Ooh. So basically everyone will have it.
Keep your eyes peeled, people.
It's called Ranch Wine. It's made by this winery, Bonterra, that my wife works for. And yeah, this is
and
the sort
so
of the brainchild my wife came up with. It's just kind of fun, festive, approachable wine, lots of different flavors and stuff. It's cool.
Yummy. Well, thank you guys for gifting it to us. Coming up next here on the JV Show, we do have to get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. Hoping all of you have happy holidays and hoping Jess gets into work safely. Wanted to ask if you can give a shout out to my daughter, Amelia, who turns 14 tomorrow. And a shout out to my son, Joaquin, who will turn 13 on December 23rd. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday. Yes.
Oh, there's two of them. Sorry.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah.
That's a good point. And Jess is here safely after getting a flat tire this
morning.
My
nose is still runny, you guys.
She may be sick now.
Oh, from the cold. Yeah. Got it.
Good morning.
Oh, we just played that one. Sorry. Uh-huh. Here's the one I meant to hit.
Hey, JV Show. Happy Friday. Okay, I have a question for you guys. How many days to Christmas? The OGs know. And this is Alfonso from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Love you guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Whoa. How many days till Christmas? How many days till Christmas, Jess?
13.
13 days until Christmas. Man, this is getting here quick. Also, I didn't have this even on my radar. JV Show, number one in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes!
I mean, who knew?
Thank you so much.
That's a little Christmas
miracle.
All because of you. Thank you.
Thanks
appreciate
so much.
You.
Love it. All right, let's kick off our What the Bleep game where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. I've got a buddy that always puts mistletoe hanging over his and it works. A lot of ladies have kissed his.
Ew.
Have you ever thought about that? Because, you have to. If the mistletoe's there, you have to do it. That's a law, I think.
So,
I'm not doing that.
You, crouch.
Uh-huh. That's holiday law. Get down there. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so get your minds
just
out of
it. Just, hang it from your belt.
You sickos. Yeah. I have seen people do that. It's funny. All right. but that's not what the bleeped out word is, you guys. Come on. Focus. Lock in.
I should try that.
Leave us your name. You could leave us your name and your city along with your guest because you want to win this JV Show Chug Mug because you don't know when the next chance in 2025 to win a JV Show Chug Mug might be, because it smells like a lot like vacation. But I'm just saying you want to win a Chug Mug this morning. Pressure's on. Like I said, leave us your name and your city along with that guest. Get your guesses in quick. Got to be the first correct answer of the morning to win a JV Show Chug Mug.
That's right. We're going to play some of your talkbacks after this one.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. This is our What the Bleep game where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is and you want to leave your guess, do that on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I've got a buddy that always puts mistletoe hanging over his and it works. A lot of ladies have kissed his.
Ew.
That sounds nice.
Double bleep,
Merry
but
Christmas
same
indeed.
Word.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It is a double bleep. Yeah.
But it is the same word. Mm-hmm. And remember, this is a family show, you sickos. Let's go to your guesses, see if anyone got it right.
Morning, JV Show. It's Jim from Hayward. I think today's bleeped out word is wrist. Have a good one.
Wrist?
Puts it on his wrist. So people would kiss his hand.
Oh, I guess so.
Sire. Mm. Aren't we glad that hand kissing is not really a thing
anymore? Yeah, that's disgusting.
Hands are gross.
Ew.
Even the backside.
Yeah. Oops.
Good morning. It's Naomi back in South City. Face. Hanging over his face.
Face? Hanging over his face? I guess that
that's
would
a good guess.
Help guide people to kiss you in the face.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. I think the bleeped out word is forehead. He put it on his forehead and therefore gets kisses on his forehead. I don't know.
Do you guys want forehead kisses? We like forehead kisses.
If we were dangling some mistletoe over our head like that, don't kiss me on the forehead. I'm looking for you to plant one right on the mouth. But you got to be careful. You're at the office party or something. Next thing you know, you're making out with your boss.
Weird.
His name is Dan. And I'm like, Dan, I'm married. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be tough.
Yeah, I would never do that. All right.
Well, sounds like you've thought about it, Grant.
No, not at all. Never.
All right. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, get your guesses in now. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You guys, those Friday vibes just hit me. I'm in my Friday feels.
Dude, you've locked into the Friday feels?
Yes.
Mine haven't hit me yet,
I'm
going to try.
Yeah! We're
getting there.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And this is our What the Bleep game where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, you leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. And here is today's clip for this morning in case you missed it.
I've got a buddy that always puts mistletoe hanging over his And it works. A lot of ladies have kissed his.
Talk to the butt.
Oh, this is a family show.
Oh, never mind.
Let's go through some more of your talk back, see if anybody got it right.
James from Tanto, Australia here. Is a bleep that word.
This is a family show.
I had to bleep his guess, but wanted to include it because I just checked. Jamie Show, number one in Townsville, Australia. Thank you, James. For listening.
So much,
appreciate
James.
You. But yeah, you missed the point of the show where it is a family show. But that great guess and a great party guess. Trick if you ever want to try that. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Good morning, Jamie Show. This is Chilita May from San Jose. And my guess for the bleeped out word is truck. I've seen some trucks and cars decorated for the holidays. And specifically, I've seen a lot of mistletoes on the back of people's cars or trucks. And so that's my guess. Happy Friday, everyone. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Car or truck?
I ain't kissing no dude's bumper.
Mm-mm. Yeah, like kiss this exhaust pipe.
No, not going to do it. But yeah, I've seen people that have done that. Yeah, put a little mistletoe out there. But I know I ain't kissing your car or truck. Nope.
Good morning, JB Show. I'm going to try again. This is Adriana from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is picture. He put mistletoe on his picture, and therefore ladies are kissing a picture of him.
That's a great guess. That's a popular guess
clever.
This morning. A few people guessed that one.
But not the right one. Yeah.
Hello, this is Kim and Mason from San Bruno, and we think the bleeped out word is dog. I bet those girls love to kiss that dog.
Why did it still sound so like dirty when she said it?
Hot dog.
But dog is the correct word. Yep. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
Yep. I've got a buddy that always puts mistletoe hanging over his dog, and it works. A lot of ladies have kissed his dog. I mean, if there's mistletoe above somebody's dog, like you
that's
have to kiss them.
Yes.
You have to.
That's a cute trick. I like it on the belt buckle more.
Yeah, that's a better party, holiday party trick for the office party. But
I'll allow it. I'll allow the dog.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's give some shout outs, shall we? And we got a lot of shout outs to give. Thank you to everybody that threw a guess in this morning on the talk back mic. But the biggest shout out goes to Kim and Mason and Sam. What's up, Kim and Mason? They had the very first correct answer this morning because it is the holiday season and I want to make sure everybody is taken care of. I will cut the chug mug in half, and that way each of you will get half a mug. I don't want one person being able to brag all holiday season, so I'll make sure they each get half a mug. All right, a lot of people, like I said, came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out. Vincent, Olivia, and Dublin. What's up, Vincent, Olivia? What's up? Aaron and Hayward had it, so did Terry and Kayla in Redwood City. Lewis and Hercules had it, so did Beverly in San Jose. Yvette in Pittsburgh had it, so did Mylene in Danville. Joanna Mantica had the correct answer, so did Melissa in San Jose. Our buddy Neil and Milpitas had it, so did Emily in Hayward. Lance in San Ramon had it, so did Joe in Santa Rosa. What's up, and Joe in Santa Rosa? It must have been cold up there this morning in Santa Rosa. Phil in the city had it, so did our boy Nobody Special, so did Megan in Santa Cruz. Naomi in South City, she came back with a second guess, maybe a third, and she got it correct because, you know, remember earlier she goes phase.
Yep.
It wasn't that. Jackie in Stockton got the correct answer. So did David in San Jose. Julie in Bay Point. What's up, Julie? Grace in San Bruno had the correct answer. So did Rebecca in Concord. Jose in San Jose. Nancy got it. She didn't say where she's from. She doesn't care. No. Nancy got the correct answer. Elizabeth in San Jose. Ricky also in San Jose. I see you, San Jose. Melissa in Redwood City had it. So did Richard in San Rafael. Not Centerfield, as Jess wrote here. San Rafael. Cecilia in Morgan Hill had it. So did Nadette in San Jose. Beth in Fremont. And our buddy Junior in Daly City. What's up, Junior? Thank you for leaving a guess, but it was like way too late, bro.
Wow.
Late.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Jesus.
Jesus, how's it going? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right, so you are on this morning to play our Yup Nope game. This is our random trivia game. I hope you know your stuff, okay? Because if you get 3 out of 4 questions right, you get
4 tickets to the Exploratorium.
Can he do it?
Probably not.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. Damn. It's a Friday. I think you can do it.
Yeah. I think you got it.
At least 2 out of 4.
Here's question number 1. How many ounces are there in a pound?
Can't say pound.
I don't know, like 62?
I'm going to quit. I'm going to walk out of here.
That's not right.
16 ounces.
Yes, 16 ounces in a pound. I thought we were aware of that one. Okay, question number 2. A Cape Cod is the name for a cocktail made from vodka and what type of fruit juice? This is a tricky one.
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Gotta get back to
putting
back
us on hold. Getting another phone call.
Live
I
radio
think.
Show. Yeah. She's like, hang on, I gotta.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I'm ordering coffee.
And guess what?
Make
I
it
don't
better.
Care. Get the man a coffee.
I'm sorry, guys. Can you say that one more time?
Me shouting, "Get!" I don't care. All right, question number two. A Cape Cod.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
A Cape. Oh, I swear
to
God.
Oh, is he not even talking to us?
What coffee shop are you at? I'm going to come down there.
No, I'm talking to you guys now.
Oh, okay, he's talking to us. He's talking to us.
Okay, all right. Question number two. A Cape Cod is the name for a cocktail made from vodka and what type of fruit juice? Hang on, I'm getting the coffee. Hang on, my coffee.
What was your answer?
Grapefruit?
No, that's a greyhound. It's a cranberry.
That's not looking good
cranberry
so far.
Cranberry was the
cranberry. Okay.
Yeah, cranberry.
Here we go with question number three. Walt Disney World is located in what U.S. state?
If you don't get this one, I quit.
California.
Oh, God. I'm out.
Disney World.
Oh, Disney World.
Happy
I'm sorry.
Everybody. I'll see you.
I'm out of guys.
I'm going to go grab a coffee. You guys don't need me for the rest of this. This is,
let's get through question number four really quick.
Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is not going well by all accounts. You need this one to avoid me shouting holy horrible trivia.
Thank
question
you.
Number... Oh, God. I swear to God. I swear this guy with the coffee
why,
order.
How come you're not telling them to hold on? You're on with the JV show right now.
Yeah.
We got a line here, guys.
They don't care. Step out of line, nice. Guy. All right, question
okay,
number...
Yeah, okay, I'm done. I got my coffee. I'm ready to go now.
Okay.
What's the last question?
The disrespect.
Seriously.
I'm actually kind of offended.
Me too. All right, question... Priorities, I guess. Priorities. All right, question number four. In the 12 Days of Christmas song, how many turtle doves did my true love send to me?
12?
Oh, Jesus.
Nope.
Oh, holy horrible trivia! Wow.
That had no excuse for that one.
That was not good. The correct
or
answer
any
there.
Of them.
The correct answer there. Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. It's right there at the end of the
song. Yeah, my girlfriend's looking at me like, "How do you not know that?"
Oh my God, this is great. Jeez. This was so
oh,
good.
Oh man,
hey,
son of a, hang on and get a coffee.
You
already.
Didn't win the game, Jesus. I hope the coffee was worth it.
Right.
No way. It's no
worth
way
the
it
time
was.
It is.
Hey, hang on. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Graham, I know we have a ton of shout outs to get to.
That was rough. Yes, a lot of DMs. So buckle up. A lot of moms
buckled.
In my DMs. Oh, actually, Dad here first. Hey, Graham, repeat Dad in your DMs. Can you please wish my baby girl, Chloe, a happy early birthday? She's going to turn the big 10 on December 17th. That's a little early. Cannot believe how fast time flew by. You've accomplished so much, even though you're very tough on yourself at times. You're beautiful, smart, funny, and the best artist we know. We also want to congratulate you on your first full year on a competitive soccer team and all the hard work and dedication, as it's not easy being a goalkeeper. Go FC Milpitas Lions. Yeah. We love you so much, Chloe. Love Daddy Caesar, Mommy Christina.
Hello, Mommy.
And little brother Caleb. Yes. Happy birthday there. And of course,
who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, huge birthday alert. Massive shout out to Diego in the third grade at St. Matthew's in San Mateo, turning the big 9. Have the best birthday ever, son. Your energy, your heart, and your unstoppable imagination make every day brighter. We are so proud of the amazing young man you're becoming. Keep shining, champ. We love you tons. Love, Daddy, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And Sophia. Oh, and Messi is better than Ronaldo. Oh, interesting. All right, but yeah, of course. Who gives a fart? Graham, our kiddos are your biggest fans. They truly love the show. It's become a little tradition to get a birthday shout out. A huge birthday shout out to our one and only Melanie. I want you to know how much we love you and how special you are. We hope your birthday was everything you dreamed of and more, with all the love in the universe. Mom, Dad, and Andy. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. My daughter Madison Joy is 15 today. Please wish her a happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Colin, and Hero. We love you so much and excited to celebrate with her later tonight. Yes.
Who gives a
Good
fart?
Good morning, Graham. First time sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Can we get a shout out for our daughter, Camille? Her birthday is coming up. We wanted to wish her a happy 11th birthday. Camille loves listening to you guys every morning on the way to school. Happy birthday, Camille. We love you so much. That's from Mom, Dad, Charlotte, and our pets, Willow, Kipper, and Yoda. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. Homie sliding on in. Wanted to ask if you could do a belated birthday shout out for my wife, Donna. She rocks, and she is a special lady to me and the family. That's from my buddy and friend of the JV show, Memo. Yes, I love Memo, and happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. It's our daughter's golden birthday today. She's turning 12. Happy 12th birthday, Mejica. You light up our world. We are so proud of the smart, respectful, and talented young girl you're becoming. Keep chasing your dreams. We're cheering you on every step of the way. Love you, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy, yes.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham, Selena, and Jess. Could you please wish our creative, beautiful, and smart little Aria a happy 7th birthday. She brings joy and light into every room she enters. We love her so much. Mommy, Papa, Arav, Karishma, and Osman. Yes, happy
birthday.
Who gives
a fart?
Sorry, there's a lot. Hi, Graham. Can you wish our kids, Malachi and Maya, both a happy birthday? Malachi turns 11 on Saturday. Maya turns 9 on Wednesday. We're celebrating them both today. We love you so much. From Mommy, Daddy, and Malia. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. I'd like to give my baby boy a birthday shout out. If you could please greet the baby of the fam, a big 12th birthday to Junior. Happy 12th birthday. Hope you have fun this weekend. And that is from Junebug. We love you so much, Junebug. Love Mommy, Dad, Kuyas, Ates, Harley, and Guapo. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, my girlfriend, I listen to you guys every morning. Can I please get a birthday shout out to her? Her name is Katie. She's the best partner and mother a guy can ask for. I want her to have an amazing day tomorrow, and this would set it off. Thanks. That's from KC. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, Mom, in your DMs, I want to give a special birthday shout out to my amazing daughter, Maya. She's turning 9 years old on Sunday. Mom, Teresa, Rosie, and Opa, love you so much. You're a brave, smart, resilient girl with a bright future ahead. Yes.
Who gives
Good
a
morning,
fart?
Graham and the JV Show team. Happy Friday. It's my wife's birthday today. Happy birthday to my gorgeous wife, Kalyani. You are the heart of our home and the light of our life. Thank you, your love and your strength and your endless support. I love you more with every passing year. Love from the kids, Jay, Sham, and hubby Neil. Yes,
happy birthday. Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, JV Show. Can you please wish Alexander a happy early birthday? Turns 8 on Monday. I was ready to call the boss, have you guys work on Monday so that you're able to shout him out. Of course we'll be here on Monday. No worries. I convinced him that early birthday shout out was just as great. Happy birthday, Alex. You rock. That's from Mom, Dad, Brothers, and Georgie.
Who gives a
another
fart?
Another one here. Good morning. To see if I could shout out 3 shout-outs for our birthdays for my husband, Ronnie, my niece, Juliana, and my niece, Bianca. Wishing you guys all the best on your birthday. Have a great day. That's from Tia, Lala, and your wife, Yolanda.
Who gives
Another
a fart?
One here. Hi, Graham. Could you please give a birthday shout-out to my daughter, Elle? She's turning 7 today. We love you all. Can't wait to celebrate today and all weekend. Thanks for being the sweetest daughter you could have asked for. That's from Janelle.
Who gives
and
a fart?
One more here. Hi, Graham. Ethan's mom here. Hoping you can wish Ethan a happy 15th birthday. We love you very much. It's been amazing watching you grow. Can't wait to celebrate you tomorrow. Love Mom, Dad, and his brothers. Thank you, Graham. Have a nice day.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, my God.
I get a quit. That's it for me. Woo. I'll see you guys in 2026.
Today's Hottest Trending is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. It's Marissa from San Jose. Happy Friday. I just have to say that was probably the funniest yep-nope game I have ever heard. And I've been on it, and I probably embarrassed myself, but I think this guy just took it all for everybody. I mean, he put you guys on hold to get a coffee. I just can't. I was literally in tears, just cracking up from like the whole entire thing. Good show. Jesus, you need to come back on and do it again.
Oh,
that was the first time we've ever been put on hold mid-game so someone could order a coffee. Yeah,
wow.
Happy holidays. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Sydney Sweeney is answering the question that everybody wants to know. She sat down for Vanity Fair. She took a lie detector test. This is to promote
if her jeans
her.
Are really blue?
Not if her jeans are really blue. The question was if her boobs are really real.
Oh.
So she was promoting her new movie, The Housemaid. It comes out next week. It was her co-star, Amanda Seyfried, who was the one asking her the questions.
There's been a question on everyone's minds recently, and I just have to ask, are your boobs real?
Yes.
Have you ever had any work done on them?
No, I've never gotten any work done anywhere. That was truthful.
Can I touch him?
Sure.
Did you lie at any point during this interview and we didn't catch you?
No, that is truthful.
They did not show her touching them. I don't know if she actually did or not.
Oh, dang it.
I thought Graham would love that, so I left that in there. But yes, they are real. People always kind of wondered that ever since she was on Euphoria. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that, like, look, I'm sure she's telling the truth there or whatever, but, like, you know you could stage a video with somebody having you hooked up to a machine. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right. Is this an actual lie detector test? You pan over to some random person. That was truthful. You know what I mean?
Like, it's a production. Like, they could say anything they want.
Exactly.
Timothy Chalamet was asked in a new interview if he is SD Kid. Do you remember about this?
The rapper.
Let me give some context for anybody who missed this. So people online are convinced that Timothy Chalamet is this rapper from the UK that goes by SD Kid. Everyone thinks that they're the same person, and we laid out all the evidence a couple weeks back. They both have been photographed wearing the same exact scarf. Mm-hmm. They have very similar eyes and eyebrows. If you don't know SD Kid, he's always wearing a face covering, so you'd never see his entire face.
Yeah, he's hiding his identity.
But you can see his
reason.
Eyes, and they look just like Timmy's.
Yep.
Timothy Chalamet has been spotted at shows of other artists who are frequent collaborators of SD Kid in the UK. There's just all this evidence that makes you think this really could be him. So Timothy was overseas and they straight up asked him, and listen to his answer.
Your fans have lost their minds and they are saying that you are SD.
Is that true?
I got no comment on that.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean, got no comment.
You've got the same eyes.
I've got two words on that. All will be revealed in due time.
That was more than two words, yeah. But that was his response.
Two words for you. All will be revealed in due time. I got seven.
Yeah, I got seven, too.
Also, don't forget,
this guy's horrible, man.
Timothy Chalamet, he's got, you know, some rap history. He played a character on SNL, Smokes Cheddar the Ass Getta. Remember that?
Love the name.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, he just confirmed it right there, right? Because if it wasn't you, you just say, no, that's not me. I love the rumors. It's super fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, you know. Shout out to him because he's great.
Bro, and it might actually be him.
Well, it has to be. You don't say no comment.
Unless you're trolling.
Yeah.
He could just be trolling, but I don't know. I still think he says no.
I think it's just a really fun fan theory. If it's not him, I like that he's at least going along with it because it's just a fun, it's a fun idea to think that it could be.
I think it is.
Though.
Yeah, now I'm convinced.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the end of an era is coming. The mayor of Fairfield announced that after close to 50 years in business, that was Cheedy, our one Fairfield, the resident here on the JV Show, the Budweiser plant in Fairfield is going to be shutting down sometime early next year.
Oh, no.
Mayor made the announcement on social media saying that Anheuser-Busch, that's Budweiser's parent company, they're the ones that made the decision. The Budweiser plant employs a few hundred people, so it will definitely be impacting a lot of Fairfield-Etonian families, but apparently all those employees will receive job offers from other Anheuser-Busch facilities around the country, although the locations for where you could, and I doubt, well, who knows if there's that many people that want to pick up and move to like Newark or something, New Jersey, but Budweiser is going to be closing three locations across the country, shutting down, so I'm not sure what their options are going to be as far as where they can move to, but take a moment and say your goodbyes to the Budweiser plant in Fairfield. Chidi, any of your favorite childhood memories there drinking off the assembly line?
Oh, well, I never did that, but you know, driving past it, the smell of the factory, I'm gonna miss it.
Aww.
That's kind of one of the things that Fairfield now just down to the Jelly Belly factory.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys have a Jelly Belly factory?
We do. The Jelly Belly factory.
No, that's kind of cool.
Jelly Belly factory. And the Budweiser plant, of which there were only, you know, a handful across the country. I always thought it was strange that we had one right here in Fairfield, but it is no longer.
Oh,
it
will be closing down. Say your goodbyes.
Wow. Sorry, Fairfieldians.
It's a tough day for us.
Fairfielders.
Fairfieldons.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, whatever they are.
Coming up next, let's talk about police departments implementing AI.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I was just hoping that at 8:00 today, you could give my daughter a shout out. Lola, happy birthday. Happy 13th birthday, sweetheart. We love you.
Happy birthday! Oh, 32 is a big deal.
Yeah.
Have a great day and an amazing weekend.
Sorry, we almost didn't fully complete the birthday shout-out.
Who gives a fuck?
There it is. By the way, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Before we get to how this police department is now going to be using AI, really quick, Graham, I'm wondering if you have the same problem at your house right now. My kids do not give a single fart that we have. Literal elves in our home every day watching them that report back to Santa every night. My kids are still so bad.
Really?
Is the same thing happening at your house? Or is it just
The enforcement of good behavior effect, I think,
it's
wears off after about, I don't know, the first 12 minutes or so, maybe 13 minutes. And then it's as if Sparkles, that's
there.
Our elf, is just completely... They're just oblivious to her, and they just go back to hitting each other.
Right,
and
fighting
screaming
right
and fighting.
In front of the elves. Like, hello, you don't see them sitting right there on the shelf staring at you?
The elf is literally looking at
you. Literally.
Right now. And I told my daughter last night, because we had a bit of a rough dinner time last night. I was like, there is plenty of room on that naughty list. There always is. There are lots of empty name slots. The good list gets filled up pretty quick, you know, but that naughty list, there are lots of empty slots. And I'm sure... Sparkles would love to report back, not love to, but reluctantly report back to the big guy. Might want to add a name on there.
So and just, what was her response? Did she care?
No, she walked away to her room and turned her back and did not eat her dinner at that moment.
Oh,
yikes.
How's that working?
I was not happy about that one, but she did win that argument.
All right, let's talk about what this police department is doing.
All right, this is in Canada, you guys, and AI obviously shaping everything in our lives, or is about to shape everything in our lives, and they're going to be soon handling emergency calls. So when you call 911 or whatever, you may, in fact, in the near future, not be talking to a real person. Now, again, this is in Canada. This is the Winnipeg Police Department. They've they've created Sarah. Now, okay. Sarah is an acronym, Smart Answering Road Assistant. Sarah is going to be handling all the non-emergency calls. And this is cool. So I reached out to them and the company that developed Sarah. And I was like, hey, can we test this out? Because I think it would be really cool to kind of put it to the test and see if she can, in fact, handle all these like calls. Because people, they say they have so many hours, man hours, wasted to non-emergency calls, weird stuff. Like, why are you even calling us? And this is why they're like, we got to go to an AI assistant.
And we get to try it out?
So we, right here on the JV Show, are going to get to try it out.
All right.
Ooh. Hello, this is Sarah with the Winnipeg Police Department. What can I assist you with today? Hey.
Hi, Sarah.
Remember, this is in Canada. Right. This is in Winnipeg.
Well, hi, Sarah. I have a bit of a problem at the house. Our hamster, Jelly Bean, has gone missing, and we've checked everywhere. We're pretty sure she's, like, stuck under the stove, is what I'm thinking.
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't you go spending all your hard-earned toonies and loonies on some fancy appliance guy. Just whip up a hot plate of poutine, eh? Set it right by the stove there. I betcha. Old Jelly Bean will sneak out to grab a bite before y'all can even get your buns down on your Chesterfield, if you know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
I think a Chesterfield is what they call a couch in Canada. Okay. Before you even get your buns down on your Chesterfield. Loonies and toonies, I think that's they call Canadian money. That's currency. Oh, so that way it's your loonies and toonies. I get, there's, again, this is Canada.
Right.
Yeah.
Jess, do you want to try it out?
Yeah, okay. Hi, Sarah. So I just put up a teeny tiny little Christmas tree, right? But my cat knocked it over. It crashed into a pot of boiling water on the stove, and then some of it splashed on my legs, and it is really hurting right now.
Well, y'all know, that's what you get for having a cat, don't you know? Time to pull up your socks, put on your big girl toque, and rub some Canadian dirt on them burns, eh? I mean snow, ha ha ha. I'd be real upset if I burned my legs, but you hosers gotta learn your lesson sometime, don't you know, eh?
Yeah, hoser. A toque. Do you guys know what a toque is?
I have no idea.
Put on your toque. That's what they call a beanie in Canada. Oh. Get a toque on there. Rub a little Canadian dirt on that. I like that. The snow. That was good. This Sarah, she's on top of it. Jeans, you want to try?
I burnt my legs.
Go ahead, Jeans. Okay, hi, Sarah. I'm not sure if I'm calling the right number, but my coworkers thought it'd be funny to pour a bunch of real milk in my coffee, and I am lactose intolerant. What should I do?
First off, hop in the car, hang a Roger, and head down to your local Timmy's and get a new cup of coffee and rip a dart while you are driving the two clicks there. Their washrooms are as clean as a Mountie's bootstrap, so you can hunker down in there while you sort out that kerfluffle in your stomach, eh?
That's good. That's good advice. Yes, that is Timmy's, a Tim Hortons, big deal up in Canada.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that place.
Yeah, rip a dart. You ever ripped a dart before?
No.
I guarantee you have, Jeez.
No, that's a cigarette. Do you ever?
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, good. Good. Glad you haven't.
Rip a dart. I'm impressed, you guys. This is pretty, I mean, could handle everything we threw at it, so. Shout out to Sarah. Great, nice work.
Awesome. All right, guys. Coming up next.
Oh, God.
No.
What? The worst time of the morning.
Yeah. I know. It's our chuggle game, but it's sponsored by Chavez Supermarket. Woo! So we're going to get to that coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, this is Kate calling in from Napa. And I have to say, after that epic shout out segment, I now understand why Graham never responds to any of my DMs sliding in there, because it's, he's swimming around in shout-outs. Anyway, amazing job, babe. That was fantastic.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, that's so cute.
Have a great day.
Hello, children. Heart just melted a little bit. That was my wife, Kate. If you missed it, and I don't even recommend going back to podcast it, but after the Yep Nope game this morning, I don't know, gave about 50 birthday shout outs.
Yeah.
I don't know why everyone was trying to squeeze them in for today, and like, why not, you know, birthdays next week? Well, whatever, you know, we got made sure we shouted out everybody. Yeah. A lot of who gives a farts this morning.
Or you could, never mind.
Yeah.
You can tell them happy birthday yourself, too.
Wow. Grinch
no, I'm just saying, like, if for some reason we are not here.
I don't know what you're talking about, Selena.
I mean? We're always here, just, though. I know, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Good morning, JV Show. Back on that Budweiser closing in Fairfield. I'm from Fairfield. It looks like February the 9th. My manager husband has worked there for 21 years, and that's how we found out. But sad but true. Have a good day. Bye.
Oh, that does suck.
That does suck. Yeah, the Budweiser plant closing after almost 50 years in business there in Fairfield. And yeah, a lot of families affected by that because I read they had 475 employees. I saw some reports they had less. I don't know. But yeah, several hundred people worked there for sure.
And right before the holidays.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
This is Frankie.
Frankie, you are caller 20. Woo, woo, woo. So, you got your tickets to
Rosalia.
Yes. Plus, you're going to hang out with us for a second. You're going to play our Chug Wheel game. You are going to be getting a JV Show Chug Mug for playing along with us. Frankie, are you familiar with the Chug Wheel game?
Yeah, listen every Friday.
Aw, thank you so much for hanging with us. So for anyone who doesn't know, we sent Jess out to the streets. She asked a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And if Frankie can guess what that person on the street said correctly, Frankie's going to get a point. You get 4 points. You win the game. That means one of us is going to have to draw names. And we'll be doing some chugging off the chug wheel. But this week, our chug wheel is sponsored by Chavez Supermarket.
Yes, shout out to Chavez Supermarket. Go check out their brand new store in Newark right now. It is an awesome location. Jess was out there last weekend, and they got a lot of amazing stuff. So they have taken over this morning's chug wheel. Obviously, we're going to have quite a few of their delicious, very delicious...
mouth-watering salsas.
On there. So we have a salsa verde on the wheel. We also have the salsa roja on there. Now, here's where it's going to get interesting because we also have a jarritos from there. But I can't just let somebody chug a delicious jarritos. That is going to be con salsa. Everything this morning I mentioned will be
con
salsa.
What? We can't have one spot.
What do you mean?
Like maybe just like one delicious drink.
A Chavez supermarket told me they wanted everything con sabor. They wanted spicy this morning.
Do we still have a dealer's choice?
We do have a dealer's choice space on the wheel. And we have the soup du jour, which today is a Chata brand pozole. It's pork and hominy soup. So the muy authentico, that's going to be on the wheel. Jarritos con salsa. We also have a El Mexicano Coco. That's a coconut water con salsa. Of course, I'll be adding some. You can choose green or red. It's a holiday season. And then we have a guava nectar drink as well. That will be con salsa.
See, every sounds so good.
Verde or Roja. You can choose.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
All right. Frankie, you ready?
Well, let's do it.
Let's find out who Jess talked to.
Hi, I'm Becky, and I'm from Piedmont.
Becky from Piedmont. Are you saying? Hang on now, right now.
Piedmont.
You guys, it was so hard not to be a weirdo and laugh when she said Piedmont.
Of course, Becky's from Piedmont. Piedmont.
All right, let's get to question number one. Frankie, listen up.
Flocked Christmas trees, cute or tacky?
What do you think Becky said?
What Christmas tree? I didn't catch it.
Flocked Christmas trees. It's like where it has like the white to look like
fake snow all over them.
I'm going to say she said cute.
Cute?
Okay,
one point for Frankie. All right, next question.
Is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
Frankie, what do you think Becky from
Piedmont
said about that?
Well, having never seen it, I'm going to take a guess and say Halloween.
I think Christmas.
Okay. All right. Good answer. Let's go to the next question. Frankie, you got 1 point so far.
Eliminate one Christmas song forever. All I Want for Christmas Is You, Holly Jolly Christmas, or Feliz Navidad.
All right. Which one do you think she said that she'd like to eliminate?
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Let's go with Feliz Navidad.
What? Wow, Becky. Wow. Jeez. From Piedmont.
From Piedmont.
Piedmont. All right. Two incorrect, one correct. Next question.
Is eggnog delicious or disgusting?
Frankie, what do you think Becky said? Eggnog delicious or disgusting?
Disgusting.
Super yummy.
That's 3 incorrect.
All right.
Frankie, you got lock in.
Or don't.
Yeah.
You know what? It's Friday. Don't lock in. Anymore.
Let's go to the next question.
Which is the best Christmas classic? Home Alone, Elf, or The Grinch?
What do you think Becky said?
Elf.
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
All right. Frankie, I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. It's not going well. You got 4 incorrect. You need to clean sweep the next 3 questions to get somebody here on the JV show spinning the dang Chavez supermarket sponsored jug wheel.
Here we go with the next
one. I got this.
Is the bigger celebration in your house on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
What do you think Becky said? Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? He's going Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
There's one. Two questions to go. Come on, Frankie. You got this.
All right, here we go with the next one.
Do you think Rudolph flies every Christmas or just on foggy ones?
That's a great question.
What do you think she said?
Every day.
Foggy ones. Just foggy ones.
Oh, my God. Did we win?
That does it.
That's yes! We're not chugging again!
Oh, thank God.
Best Friday ever.
We've been on a legendary streak of no chugs. There are a lot of unhappy people listening this morning, particularly our sponsors at Chavez Supermarket, because I know they wanted us to enjoy a lot of the flavors of their brand new store, open now in Newark. Go check them out.
We can still enjoy them.
Can we just chug like some of the delicious things, like not mixed together? Because everything at Chavez is... delicious anyway.
Yeah, they sent us a lot of delicious items, but like people don't want to tune in on an Instagram live and watch you drink some coconut water.
You guys don't want to watch us eat chips and salsa and drink some.
Yeah, it sounds like a grand time.
Like, yeah.
Mouth-watering salsas.
Really quick, Frankie, thank you so much for being on and playing. You got your tickets for...
Rosalia!
You got a JV Show chug mug. Yes. Happy Friday to you. We do hope you have a good weekend. Hang on there for all that good stuff. Are we going to eat some chips and salsa, though?
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah. They did send some chips. Yes! We have the Verde and the Rojas salsas, yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. This is Angelo from Kentucky. I was wondering if you can give a special shout-out to my girl, Jess. Today is her birthday. And let her know that I love her dearly. And she means the world to me.
Aw, that is so
Jess, it's your birthday.
When he said Jess, I immediately looked at our Jess like, whoa, who is Angelo?
Shout out to my girl Jess.
Happy birthday,
who gives a fuck?
Happy birthday, other Jess.
Where's Kentucky again?
Prindle, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to know about it.
Wow.
Really? Wow, you besmirched the great name of Prunedale and Kentucky. Wow.
It's Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Beth from Fremont. This is also Andrew.
Good morning.
And Santana.
What up?
We are on our way to police canine training, where we are about to get attacked by German Shepherds and Belgian Malinois. Oh my goodness. I hope that you guys are having a better morning than what our morning is about to turn into. Woohoo! I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, a great rest of your Saturday, and I hope your morning has been going well so far. Bye!
Bye! Oh my God, wow. Can you guys imagine?
I can't imagine because I've done it twice.
You have? What?
Selena, you were here one of the times. One of the times I wore the arm sleeve and we had a German Shepherd in with an officer and, you know, it attacked my arm or whatever and bit down on there. Those things have...
I was there?
Yes.
Was I drunk?
Yeah, you were in the room. Well, probably. You have a bit of a problem. I'm just kidding. But yeah, the bite pressure is insane. Like, really? It feels like somebody's squeezing your arm so, so hard. And if you didn't have that thing protecting your arm, I think they would just crunch right through your...
Yeah.
Through the bone or whatever. And then one time years ago on the old Doghouse Show, I had to put on one of those full suits and then try to run across somebody's yard. And then they let the German Shepherd go and it would tackle me each time.
Hell no.
And then it would sit on me. Like, they'd tackle you. It would jump up on your back and tackle you and pull you down. And then it would sit on you and, like, pin you down.
Whoa.
That one was kind of scary because I was like, what if he bites me in the face? And they're like, that's just the chance we're willing to take.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Dumb and Dumber for that one.
So, good luck, you guys, this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Morning, JV Show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. I need your opinion. Should I call Starbucks and tattle? I go to Starbucks every Friday. I treat myself to a drink in Marin City drive through. The guy at the window smells like cologne, just reeks of it. It's like, whoa, it's like an Axe cologne smell. And then he hands me my drink. My whole car smells like his cologne from him touching my drink. Should I call and complain or not? I don't want to get him in trouble. Why help?
Thoughts on that. Someone has just gone double pits to Chesty on a healthy dose of Axe body spray. And then that smell has now been transferred to your Starbucks cup and then into your car. And that's all you can smell. Do you file a complaint? That's what our buddy Tracy wants to know.
Thoughts? I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
I think you have to change the Starbucks you go to.
Yeah.
Because your drink is ruined at this point, and you can't keep going back and risking that he's going to do it every single day.
Would you complain?
No.
Graham? No, I wouldn't complain.
I feel like that's something that's really annoying, but not really something you can complain about. He's not really doing anything wrong.
It does suck, though, because her whole drink is ruined. And this is her treat, her Friday treat that she looks forward to every single
day. Yeah, it's like...
But why is the drink ruined? Just because your car smells like Axe body spray?
Touched the cup and it transferred. Look, you don't want to be drive-thru, Karen.
Just open the window! This doesn't seem like a big deal to me.
The smell particles are clinging to the cup, and let me enter this into evidence, and I don't want to sound like morning show Karen, because Chidi is so nice to sometimes run out, and Selena, you pay for a lot of times, and we all chip in to buy energy drinks, because it's Energy Drink Friday, and Chidi will come around and deliver me, a Celsius drink that I'll split with Jess, so it's already cracked open. Now, Chidi's hands have been all over this thing. I don't know what type of lotion Chidi wears, but, like, I take a sip out of this thing, all I can smell is Chidi. The whole can smells like Chidi. So a lot of times I go get a cup with ice to pour it in there just because the smell transfer is a real thing. So I know what Tracy D is dealing with.
Wait, and now, are you going to complain?
Chidi doesn't wear Axe body spray, so like the smell's not like that bad. But like every time I take a sip, I don't want to be drinking Chidi.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Are you going to file an official complaint?
No, I'm not. Well, that's something you just keep to yourself. You don't tell people.
Right. Yeah. Okay, good thing you didn't tell anyone.
Right.
That'd be rude if you did.
It's funny because it's true.
Wait, really? I don't have that. She touches my drink, too.
Yeah.
Wait, yes.
Does she open yours, though?
Oh, that's a good point.
I open Jez. Does it smell?
Well, the thing is, I drink it out of a cup, not a can.
Yeah, because of the smell.
But what does it smell like?
Wait.
Smells like Chidi.
We gotta do some investigating. Does Chidi have a smell?
Well, it's like whatever lotion or whatever
she
wears.
We gotta find out, and then we'll come back with that. Here's Pitbull on Wild.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Boys have strict rules on nail polish, rings, and I'm sure cologne is probably one of those things. There's a lot of companies that have conditions over the fact that you're wearing too much cologne because there's a lot of people that are allergic to that kind of stuff. So I would definitely make the complaint because that's not cool. And you probably just spent how much money on a freaking Starbucks coffee? Thank you.
Well, I didn't think about that. Probably is something in place.
Yeah, but do you want to be drive-through Karen?
What if? Like, because I feel like Starbucks is pretty good about replacing your drink. What if she goes to a different drive-thru and she's like, hey, sorry, explains her situation. Will they give her...
We didn't make that here. Take that up with the other location and the smelly guy there.
No. I feel like they will give you
another drink. I feel like they would.
Because now I feel bad that she missed out on her Friday drink.
And Graham, do you think that we need to have some rules and conditions in place here? Because you said Chidi has a smell and it's all over the stuff that she hands to you.
Yeah, anytime she's touched the Celsius, the energy drink that I'm drinking in the morning, it's just like I'm drinking a gallon of her lotion, whatever she uses on her hands.
Sorry.
Today's hat is trending.
Chidi's catching strays.
Coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Chidi.
And can I give a quick birthday shout out, you guys, to Isabella and Santiago. They were at the Chavez supermarket remote that I had, and they're twins. And it's their birthday today, They wanted a shout out.
Happy birthday, twins.
Who gives a fart?
Good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
I want to give a reminder to all the Swifties, although I'm pretty sure you guys are already on top of this, but Taylor Swift's new docuseries is now streaming. So all of you Disney Plus subscribers might want to check this out over the weekend. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, The End of an Era. Dropped today. Some pretty emotional moments. This happens in the first episode. Everybody's talking about it. Taylor getting ready to meet with some families in the UK who lost their children to violence at a Taylor Swift themed event. And Taylor is just a puddle of tears leading up to this.
I'm gonna meet some of these families tonight and put on a pop concert, you know?
And they showed her backstage just like weeping as she was waiting on these kids' parents to walk in. She was also very emotional, reflecting on the thwarted terror plot in Vienna, where thankfully authorities intervened. But she says in this docuseries, she felt like she had dodged a massacre situation. Remember, she had to cancel a few shows there. A lot of stuff, a lot of behind the scenes looks at everything that happened during that tour. It's streaming now on Disney Plus. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, people, call before you dig. PG&E's been reminding us all of that for years. You're supposed to call 811. We obviously talked about earlier this morning that scary explosion in Hayward from yesterday morning, where a gas line was struck by a construction crew. 6 people injured in that explosion, not to mention two houses basically just flattened from that scary thing and then the ensuing fire after that. Well, now less than 24 hours later, we have this. A crew in Castro Valley this morning struck another gas line. Alameda County Fire Department, a spokesperson said this happened on Redwood Road. Firefighters didn't need extra assistance for this one. And luckily, we avoided a large explosion situation, but they're continuing to monitor it along with PG&E employees.
So
the crew hit that gas pipeline this morning at about 7:46. Call before you dig.
Right.
811. They'll come out for free and mark any underground gas lines. Be safe out there, people.
God.
Very, very scary.
That is so scary.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. I just want to give a big birthday shout out to my daughter, Lucia. We are actually surprising her with a Disneyland trip this morning. So instead of school, we're going straight to Disneyland. Have a great weekend, guys. Thank you.
Skipping school and going to Disneyland.
Wow. Imagine you think you're getting in the car to go to boring old school on a Friday, and then your family hangs a right, hops on the freeway, and you're going to Disneyland for your
birthday. Oh, my God. Best day ever.
That is awesome. More importantly, though,
who gives a fuck?
That's true. Yeah. It's Wild 94.9. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Morning, JV Show. I just wanted to give a shout out to Selena. I know you guys are usually on break when it's your birthday, so I just wanted to say happy birthday, and you deserve your flowers. And another,
who gives the fart?
Who gives the fart? Happy birthday and happy holidays.
Aw, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you know, I've never gotten a who gives a fart before.
I'll give you one.
Who gives a fart?
That just dawned on me.
I'll give you one for last year.
Who gives a fart?
And one for the year before that.
Oh my gosh, you guys are going to make me cry.
We've worked together a lot of years, and one before that.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, Selena's birthday is, it's kind of cool. Do you think it's cool that your birthday is New Year's Eve? Or do you think it's annoying?
Hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sad music. Sad music.
Oh, yeah. Any, like, a lot of times you didn't get kissed at midnight or what?
No, it's just that nobody, everyone's like, oh, it's so cool. Everybody's partying for your birthday. But yeah, they're not there for your birthday. Like, it's easy to get a group of people to go out with you on your birthday, but they're not really there for you. Do you know what I mean?
Right, like they forget why they're out.
Literally, it's New Year's.
They start looking for other people to smooch at midnight, and they just leave you standing there in the corner, all sad and drunkenly.
And alone.
But won't you say this, though? It's easy to remember your birthday. Like, I'll never forget the day.
I mean,
like your birthday, like Jess's birthday. I have no clue when that is. Chidi, sorry, no clue your birthday is. But Selena, I always remember your birthday because it is New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's true.
But then isn't it also hard to forget because you're out partying? You're like, there's so much going on New Year's Eve that you're like, oh, what did I forget to do? Text Selena.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't say I gave a damn about your birthday. I'm just saying, like, it's easy to remember. If somebody asked me, like, hey, what's Selena's birthday? I would know when it is.
The other thing that sucks is, like, I feel like I can't even really go out for New Year's because my kids want to spend my birthday with me. So it's like, I'm stuck with them.
Kids suck, huh?
Yeah. So, there's just a lot of things.
That is sad. The sad music was a good call.
Yeah.
Who knew? Hated her birthday and her own children.
I didn't say that. I love my kids. I love my babies.
That was good.
Mom, big mama needs a night out every once in a while.
I'm with you on that.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. We made it. Jess, I don't want to be a podcast Karen, but you know, yesterday's podcast, I was really looking forward to hearing the story of the guy that stretch his legs out 7-8 inches or whatever to be taller. And I heard a caller talk about it, and I heard Graham say, oh, we just talked about the guy, but there was no story in the podcast. What's going on, Jess?
Oh, dang it.
What
happened? I'm so sorry. I'm assuming when I pasted it, it didn't paste that one. I gotta go back.
You use scissors and paste to put together our podcast?
No,
it's a very old school method. They need to update some things around here.
Sure.
It's not manual, that's why.
the podcast police were out yesterday. I got a couple DMs about yesterday, and I didn't want to. Jess has been working,
doing a
lot of extra stuff this week. And then, of course, she got a flat tire. So then this morning, I didn't want to bring it up to her when she called me.
She called me
before the show. Hey, I got a flat tire. And I was like, that's really bad, but like, could you fix yesterday's podcast? But I didn't do it. I saved it because I was like, that's just going to ruin her morning. So.
I apologize, you guys. I will fix it. Also, if that ever happens, don't DM Graham. He has enough DMs already. Mm-hmm. You can DM me and I'll go in and fix it.
No, but we want to know when she screws up. So please, just at least leave a talk back or something.
You can CC me on any of that correspondence.
If you're not going to DM him, just leave us a talk
back. Just DM me and I'll fix it.
You can tag our boss too, probably.
The Dan Hunt. Oh, I heard you. You can send him an email notice.
Yeah, nice try, Jess.
Well.
Trying to screw up without us finding out.
No, I'm just, you know, trying to fix it for everyone.
Trying to circumvent the rest of everybody else. Oh, that was sweet, kid.
I'll fix it, though. I'll fix it.
All right, so that'll be fixed, hopefully.
Yeah, sure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Jess, obviously in the bathroom. It is that time.
I think she is. Let me check my text messages. Oh, yeah, she's in there. She said she accidentally drank some of the old eggnog in the fridge, uh-huh. and her stomach's blowing up like her tire this morning on the side of 101.
God.
Oh, thoughts and prayers, yes. You guys. Thoughts
Send
and prayers.
Her positive vibes.
With Jess,
she needs
that sounds
it.
Rough.
Yep.
WTF. So I'm at Trader Joe's, and there's a freaking line again because there's another stupid bag drop. How many bags do these people need? Come on. Jesus.
Wait,
there's another
today?
Trader Joe's tote bag drop
well,
today?
Well, you What's... have to get some holiday ones out there, I suppose.
I thought we did the holiday ones already.
Those
they were the
Halloween.
Three little mini ones, remember? No, it was the three little mini
yeah,
ones. And, like, they almost look like little ornaments.
Oh, yeah, but they were like teeny tiny ones. These are probably regular sized ones.
Okay, announcement. Duh. If you're not already camped down in front of your local Trader Joe's, get down there today and hopefully you can get yourself some.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Seth from Wanna Creek. Happy Friday. No regrets. Hey, can I give a shout out to my crew, Deltrice, Kim, Brittany, Matt Daddy. I cannot wait to hang out this weekend. You guys, our Friends Month is tomorrow. We will be at SantaCon. Hopefully, we'll see you guys there, JV Show. Come on. I know you guys want to go. No regrets.
No regrets. Yes, yeah, SantaCon. Anybody going to go SantaCon?
I've never been to SantaCon tomorrow.
Any interest in going and seeing Seti said?
So much interest. I would love to go.
And you will be there or you won't be there?
No, I still won't be there.
oh wait, Jess is back.
Stop! I was not in the bathroom.
Jess, did you wash your hands?
Wash your hands first. Okay, Jess, any interest in going to SantaCon tomorrow? It's big. It's huge here in San Francisco.
I will not be going, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I wish I could go. If anyone wants to babysit my kids, you can let me know. I'd be down.
Oh, I think somebody will. Down. Not me. If you are going, I think they'd like you
Chidi,
to bring
Chidi, you want to babysit? Your hands raised.
Toy donation. Chidi, are you going to Santa Claus?
I am going to Santa
Claus. Yes!
Wow! Yeah. Well, speak up over there. Jeez.
Her mic was off.
Sorry.
Chidi's over there. I'm going! Hello! You want to hear me?
And you're dressing up as Santa? Yeah. Like you're wearing a Santa suit, Mrs. Claus. What's the vibe? Give us a fit check.
You got to check in my closet.
It's got to be the full
Do you
line
have
though.
A Santa suit in your closet? I can find one somewhere. Not a Santa suit, but
what do you mean find one somewhere?
It's
like
SantaCon.
You have one stored under the stairs in your house.
Probably,
like, you either have a Santa suit or you don't.
All right, well, I don't, but I'll find one out in store somewhere.
Yeah, you got to go out. I mean, that's the thing. If you're going to SantaCon, dress up.
Dress up.
I have plenty.
Just the hat is not enough.
Yeah, blacking out and just the hat is not the same as the full Santa suit.
Don't even go if that's what you're going to do.
Okay. Agreed.
All right.
We're not even going.
No, we're laying out the rules.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.